The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 105. Today is the 11th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Randy. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Cuphead Game. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Nintendo Switch is a trademark of Nintendo. The Apple logo is a trademark of Apple Inc. Registered in the US and other countries, Steam and the Steam logo are trademarks and/or registered trademarks of Valve Corporation in the US and/or other countries. Click to enlarge. Inspired by cartoons of the 1930s, the visuals and audio are painstakingly created with the same techniques of the era: traditional hand-drawn cell animation, watercolor backgrounds, and original jazz recordings. Play online, access classic Super NES games, and more with a Nintendo Switch Online membership. Cuphead and Studio MDHR are trademarks and/or registered trademarks of Studio MDHR Entertainment Inc. throughout the world. The history behind this video game is detailed in an infographic which shows you how many people played it before or after its release as well. The gameplay trailer features three main characters who will be playing their own way through each story-driven adventure from now on to next time they play one, if not all along, with new weapons, new charms, and Ms. Chalice's brand new abilities. Take on a new cast of multifaceted, screen-filling bosses to assist Chef Saltbaker in Cuphead's final challenging quest. Cuphead is a classic run-and-gun action game heavily focused on boss battles. Play as Cuphead or Mugman in single-player or local coop as you traverse strange worlds, acquire new weapons, learn powerful super moves, and discover hidden secrets while you try to pay your debt back to the devil. Sugma now has an exclusive ability that allows players more than one character with unlimited energy levels for each round. This title was originally released at E3 2014.1. It was also nominated as Best Independent Game at the E3 2016 Game Critics Awards. Entertainment Weekly placed Cuphead 5th on the list of its best games of 2017, while Games Radar ranked it 9th on their list of the 25 best games of 2017, and Polygon ranked it 14th on their list of the 50 best games of 2017. Destructoid's award for Best Xbox One Game of 2017 goes to the Final Fantasy 15 is being awarded with the highest prize in history, according to .and it'll be a great title. We want gamers who are excited about how they can play this game and get back on track when we release our next console. And now several years later, the brothers confirm getting Cuphead out the door took a lot of blood, sweat and passion. The result, according to Mashable, is a stunningly gorgeous video game that also happens to be lots of fun. It's an amazing example. I'm really happy about it, said former Millennium FC player Kim Dixon after he saw his brother play with him in action at Grand Prix Atlanta on March 16, 2015 as part of their new team for Team USA's World Championship qualifier against Brazil last year. Dixon has not played since June 2016 when they announced plans this summer which will include giving players access through Twitch channel Lombasa20. For more information or follow us here, Studio MDHR then sets the animation at 24 frames per second just as it was in the 1930s while the game runs at a sparkling 60 frames per second to ensure truly responsive gameplay. Click for more. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.